Call the May 3rd Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
We have a quorum. We're supposed to have two Eagle Scouts here tonight. I don't see them. So please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good spin.
Good spin. Still sick.
First order of business, item A, citizens' comment period. I'm sorry, item B, one, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Please come forward, give us your name and address for the record. Oh, time's up.
My name is Charles Levi. I have a property on 7984 86 South Sefter Drive. And pump house number 7 is on the property. And it's about ready to be abandoned. And I think Mark knows pretty much we've gone through what has to be done. It's in tough, it's a nice solid building, but the roof is pretty bad and the trim is pretty bad. And I should go through and get it fixed up. So I think we have easements and some. The whole process started with John Bennett years ago when he told me it was abandoned and we're finally there. So I guess it's item 12 and 13.
11 and 12. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you're scoring along with us, it's 11 and 12.
11 and 12, okay. If there are any questions, I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, sir.
Question.
You're in favor of it or you're not in favor of it?
Very much in favor.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry. Any other questions?
I figured that.
Okay.
Just to get to the yard, too, you guys mowed it from right now. It means mowing and dandelions have to be taken care of. I noticed the crews over there fixed the ruts that were made by the cement truck. So it looks nice. It's ready to now get some carpentry work done on it. I'll have it for storage.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West, Winston Wayne. I'm here talking about item 6, additional information for the purchasing site furnishings for Caleb Pago. It seems that there's a lot of conversation going on in regards to concrete benches. I think we should take another look at that because benches in the sun get to be about 125 degrees. That whole brick, paver brick, also is going to be awful hot. I'm kind of surprised that we're doing that because the children will be, what are they going to do? They're going to sit on the ground? That's going to be awful hot. Or if it's cold weather, it'll be cold. It should have been grass. But having concrete benches, I think, is out. We've got standard benches for the park, and I think that's good enough. I heard something about the damage by people dragging them. I've even had a conversation with Mr. Kevin Fisher about this, and I don't know why he's so adamant about putting carpet. I want to show you this picture that the Kenosha people have come up with a bench. As you note, those benches are sat on concrete, and it's pretty heavy. I tried to lift one end up, and I couldn't do that. But I think that we should consider putting something else up besides concrete because of the hot and cold circumstances. And somebody said about vandalism. It's very difficult to stop vandalism. No matter where you go, it's going to happen. And if somebody wants to break up the concrete, they can break it up. But I have never seen any of our park benches being damaged. So I think, and the cost savings, I think we can put at least 12 of the regular park benches for about $4,000, and it would be a great savings. And I think we ought to consider something different. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Pouts.
My name is Dave Pouts. I reside at 3700 West Maple Crest Drive, and I'm here acting on behalf of the Parks Commission, or the Parks Commission. We made recent statements that were made in a public setting. I've been on the Parks Commission for 23 years, next year, I believe, in my 24th year. And depending on where I sit you as far as the council members are concerned, I may or may not be back, which is here or there, I could really care less, okay? We are not a rogue commission by any means. We have aldermanic representation that sits on the commission, and they oversee what we do, and we assume they act as council liaison. In the case of the park permit, we normally, traditionally, have had the ability to develop park permitting and the approval process. I don't ever recall having to go to the council for their blessing. In retrospect, and I think in hindsight, given the nature of this particular park, it may have been probably appropriate to have the council review it. There are some issues that probably a little sensitive, and I've had neighbors approach me and ask about why we would allow Class B beverages. It's a valid consideration. As opposed to what was stated on record, that we do not have, or not allowing liquor. For those of you that don't understand, there is a difference between liquor and Class B beverage. Okay. Be that as it may, it's probably something you should take a look at as far as the permit process and what's an item agenda, whether or not you want liquor. We were asked as a commission to develop the park permit, okay? We didn't take it upon ourselves, we didn't go rogue, and we had some fairly good conversation of which aldermanic rep, the mayor, was involved in. Okay? So I'm surprised that we didn't have any defense at the last meeting from our aldermanic on the commission, but we were as a name that had it. Also on your agenda item is the issue that Leroy just addressed, and that's the issue of the concrete seating, concrete tables. That again is on your agenda. We took a look at what was being proposed. We recommended 12, and we recommended that it proceed to the council level for review and approval. It's up to you. We're not telling you what to do. We're not going rogue with people, okay? So, as a citizen, I'm somewhat compelled to continue to talk to the council as a citizen, and as I did apparently in the past, that upset some people. I tell it the way I see it. Okay, I had meetings with some council members, and I thought they were good constructive meetings, and I think everybody took to heart some of the things they say. I'm not telling you that you got to listen to me 100% of the time, or you don't have to listen to me at all. But I do have a right as a citizen to speak on what I see going on in City Frank. And I don't think it's appropriate or justified for anybody in political office to attack a citizen, to threaten withholding a future commission, or to demand immediate resignations, as if that person has the authority to do that. I would still have to agree. I would.
What are we talking about?
But at the end of the day, it's really all about public service. Citizens are asked to volunteer for boards and commissions, and they do. And we have some very good people on our boards and commissions. They don't need to be attacked in meetings in public. It doesn't need to go on record simply because they have differing opinions than some of the people sitting on the council. It goes back to the concept of public service. You're elected. You wanted to be elected to serve the public. It's not the other way around. The public doesn't serve you. When I spoke the last time, it apparently offended people. That was my message. I don't see anything wrong with it. If you take exception with it, that's fine. You know, nobody agrees 100% of the time, but please, let's be civil. That's how we do these things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Alderman Mayor.
Mr. Pouts, I just want to go on record here. At our last meeting, when you came to the council, you and I had differing opinions. We met the next day or a day or two later, and we had a very, very nice discussion, I thought.
You know, I came away with it with a much better feeling, especially the fact that I think we were able to discuss this stuff. We're not always going to agree, folks. Sometimes it's best to sit on one-on-one and see where we differ. Maybe there is a common point we can all agree. But we're humans. We're not going to agree 100% of the time, and I don't think that that's the way our genes were made up to be, okay? But that doesn't mean we should take any drastic action against the other person simply because they didn't have the genius to follow 100% of my logic. I'm wrong. Everybody's wrong once in a while, okay? But I did listen to the tapes and was kind of taken back with what I heard. So, again, maybe had it been on video, but I saw the tape. Maybe the video was totally out of context of what was actually said. I don't know. I wasn't here. I'm just expressing my opinion as it sits.
Just to be clear, this was not the time when you and I met. This was a time after that.
Right.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mrs. Runty.
Shelley Runty, 8235 West Coventry Drive. I'm here to share some fun. There was a local neighbor near Franklin Woods Nature Center that so kindly painted the little village. So actually, there's a residence, city hall, and the fire station, and the police station, and I thought I'd come and share it with you tonight. So here's the city hall.
Nice.
Or the firehouse, but it was firehouse that they decided on, so that'll go around the emblem there. And then the police department as well.
Oops. Nice.
Mm-hmm. What I like about this one is the integrity. The integrity on this. It really speaks volumes. I didn't hear any of the other previous comments from citizens, but you know, our project as Kayla's Playground was to start with a clean slate, and unfortunately that didn't happen. But it was an opportunity for the community of Franklin to come together and reach across the table and see different viewpoints and different perspectives, and I still have hope that Franklin has that. I really do. Maybe it's a delirious hope in my mind, but it would be really nice to see that hands reaching across the table, even though we don't see the same viewpoints. I'm here to support the 12 tables for Kayla's Playground for the paved area that was generously donated by MMSD. There can be 32 tables that are placed there. 12, we went with half of them. I'd really hate to see that just only 6 go in there. It would be nice to have more than 12 if we can do it. But I support the 12 that could go in there. For the mere fact that people are going to start dragging those tables that are under the pavilion onto those pavers and ruin them. They're just going to drag them right across the top. If we can get concrete tables there that stay there all year round, I think it's a wise choice. So if you guys can certainly consider that tonight, I support the recommendation by staff for those 12. Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Shelley, those plaques are wonderful, but I must be missing something because I don't understand where they're going to go or what they're used for.
Have you been to the playground?
Uh-oh,
yes.
Suzanne.
So when you enter the 3 to 5 year old,
mine off too. Hang on.
When you enter the 3 to 5 year old area, there's mm-hmm. a little village,
right?
And it's just a facade of storefronts.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have anything on the front there.
Oh, how nice.
There's a residence, and then City Hall, the fire department, and the police department. So.
Oh, that's really cute. Great.
Thank you. I thought he did a really nice job. Thank you.
Any other citizen wishing to speak? Alderman Mayer.
Just a quick announcement, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. Many of us knew Sharon Kust. Sharon Kust was a dedicated member of the Environmental Commission. She was very committed to the community and very committed to environmental causes. She passed away last fall unexpectedly and suddenly, still being an active member of the Environmental Commission. And this Saturday, on the day that we celebrate Arbor Day in the city, we are going to be planting a tree and placing a plaque in her honor at Franklin Woods, the home of Kayla's crew. That'll be at 1 o'clock this Saturday at Franklin Woods for Sharon Kust. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Any other citizen wishing to speak? I was going to put this in my calendar. I'll wait. Can you remind me?
You get short-term memory, you can remember it, can't you?
You know, it's a bit getting old. Any other citizen wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the citizen comment period. What are we doing?
Are we adjourning? You want to say adjourning now? We can do it.
Let's not do that. We've got some good business to do. Is Logan and Tanner Wilson here? Okay. I'll give Logan and Tanner Wilson's Court of Honors proclamations to the Alderman for delivery to them. Let's move on to a very... proud thing that we have to do, item 2C, a letter of recognition for members of the Franklin Fire Department, Chief Remington.
Would it be appropriate for them to step up?
Absolutely.
What is this? This letter is being presented to Lieutenant Paul Reiner, Lieutenant Craig Langowski, Lieutenant Kevin Check, Lieutenant Paul Gilbert.
Guys, stand up. Come on. There you go.
Lieutenant Robert Mankey, Firefighter Paramedic Marcus Day, Firefighter Paramedic Thomas Henziak, Firefighter Paramedic James Valdez, Firefighter Paramedic Andrew Gould, Firefighter Paramedic Edward Schmidt, Firefighter Paramedic Jason Trubenbach, and Firefighter Paramedic Derek Hyde. On the afternoon of April 13, 2016, the Franklin Fire Department was dispatched for the report of a motor vehicle accident involving a school bus. While responding, it was reported that there were three vehicles involved and that the bus was full of children. The incident was immediately upgraded to a citywide response. The first arriving units found that the bus had struck another vehicle and bystander CPR was being performed on the bus driver. The first arriving paramedic unit quickly initiated resuscitation efforts on the driver, while other responding units simultaneously completed a 360-degree assessment and initiated the triage of more than 40 children on the bus, as well as the other drivers involved. While the children were traumatized, there were thankfully no other injuries. The school district was contacted, and the students were transferred to another bus to be reunited with their worried parents. The bus driver was successfully resuscitated and at the time of this letter is recovering. The Franklin Fire Department personnel listed herein performed flawlessly and efficiently. They displayed teamwork and professionalism throughout the incident, and the caring and compassion with which they treated the children was inspiring to witness. The Franklin Fire Department recognizes the above personnel for their exemplary actions and outstanding teamwork on April 13, 2016. Each one is a credit to the department and to their profession. Individually and collectively, they truly demonstrate the mission, vision, and values of the Franklin Fire Department.
Is there a motion to commend these fire officers for their service?
So move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
And that deserves a standing ovation. Good job, gentlemen.
Beyond on every call, what really stood out here was the teamwork and the just quiet, confident professionalism with which they handled the call. It's a credit to our guys, and it's a credit to the effort that we put into really hiring the best people, training them to the highest level, and promoting those individuals. So thanks for your support.
Chief, you don't talk about it much, but you and I have on a number of occasions. You know, there's some statistics about the performance of the paramedic program in Milwaukee County and how very good it is. I'm going to change that to be an excellent program. But what we don't hear often is how our officers exceed that expectation on many cases, especially pulseless, not breathing cases. Folks, these men know their business very well, and they take care of citizens like no other department in Milwaukee County, I'd say in the state of Wisconsin, probably the Midwest, maybe even the United States.
There is one other one that does a pretty good job, too.
They do okay. They do okay, but they're not Franklin's. So, gentlemen, we do know what's going on, and we do appreciate your work and your continuing training, and except for Bob. So thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Chief.
I'd like to take a second and thank the police department as well. When I first started on our department, our relationship with the PD was a little bit maybe contentious, more of a rivalry than a true team. That has changed very much, and they're every bit part of our team. So thanks.
Inspector, we'll have something from your department on the same incident?
Yes.
Okay.
Tonight?
No. Not on the agenda. Is that it, Chief? Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Dismissed. In your packet also is a proclamation designating May 7th. Thank you, gentlemen and families. Designating May 7th as Arbor Day. And a proclamation declaring National Nurses Week. If you get a chance this week, say good job to our nursing staff. And not on the agenda, this week is also National Municipal Clerks Association Week. And please take an opportunity to thank the clerk's staff for their fine and hard work. Right, Sandy?
Thanks.
But the inside joke is we're not into that.
We're not into that.
It's not on the agenda.
And it's not on the agenda. All right. We'll move on to C.
The clapping is not in the minutes.
C, approval of the minutes. There's a corrected.
Approve as the minutes for April 19th as before us.
And we highlight C1 as corrected. Okay, motion on the floor. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item E1, boards and commissions. You've seen these before. You've acted on them before, but there's been some slight technical changes. Alderman Mayor to the Board of, this is a new appointment. Alderman Mayor appointing Carol Brunner to Board of Review. Alderman Mayor.
So move that. That's not a new one. That's a continuation.
Oh, there was an issue with this one with the date, right? But there are always new appointments.
Yeah.
Then it's a new appointment. That's right. Move to approve.
It runs with his term.
Second.
Yeah. So, okay. A question then, Your Honor?
Yes, sir. Alderman Taylor.
Even though I don't have a person on this agenda, what happens to the person that was appointed by my predecessor? Does that go with that individual? Because
that's an interesting question.
Yeah, do you know the answer?
It's addressed in the code that that person is done, so that's why.
Oh, so I have an opening? To,
correct.
Oh, I have an idea of a person then. All right.
There was discussion about that so that we could tell you officially.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know because I wasn't sure if that individual was going to have to serve, or do I get a...
Other people recognize the issue.
Okay. Well, then, good.
Mayor, just so...
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
We're on the same page, I think, for a rare
make
occasion.
A statement, but I'm still looking for someone from the 3rd District. I would prefer from the 3rd District if possible, so I wanted to let that out for anybody that knows anyone. I need to make an appointment.
Alderman Wesolowski.
And if I could encourage those of you who have an appointment to make, if you could make it because we do not have a quorum, and under state law we have to meet within 30 days of May 20th. at least to adjourn until the roll is done. So if you could
I'll make a call.
Get enough members. That would be Alderman D'Andrea, Alderwoman Wilhelm, and Alderman Barber and Alderman Taylor.
Okay, motion was to approve. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. 2A, just an adjustment of the term lengths due to some errors. Patty Hogan to the 3-year term. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Here. Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Still the rookie. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. And Parks Commission, there was an issue with the term there as well. Aldermanic term is 1 year. And my appointment was Alderwoman Mayer. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mulholland.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Item G1, donation of $350 for Quick Trip.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, an ordinance to amend 178-5 of the code. Now limits drones flying over correction.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3, a resolution for restrictions on approval use for an over-the-road trucking company business located at 5825 West Redmond. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4, direction regarding a proposed amendment to the UDO to exempt public streets, sidewalks, trails, and appurtenances from the city natural resources.
Motion to refer to the city attorney for compliance with new state wetland delineation laws.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Discussion on that motion? Alderman Mayer.
Glenn, do you have anything to say about that? So maybe we could solve that sooner?
Our comment in here was that we would still have to comply with state and federal statutes. So the issue is we just didn't want to have to present another obstacle in our path for our projects for, if you will, essential services for roads and pathways, if we could classify those as items just like a utility crossing or some of those things. So,
Alderman Willem.
Well, I think part of the complication for me is the DNR's draft rules aren't clear completely. I talked with staff, and it seems like there's a lot of confusion and complications.
That
so
is true.
I just thought, have the city attorney work on that. It goes into effect June 1st. If there is a particular, is there a particular project coming up really soon that we can help you with?
What brought to a head was we're looking at a project for Lake Ernie that we've been talking about. There's a bridge boardwalk system that DNR, we've verbally been told that it's okay to put that in through a wetland. We were investigating what it would take to go through our process. We'd have to have the wetland delineated. We were told sewer pack is booked up for the year, so we'd either have to hire a consultant or basically put that off a year.
Well, you're required, that's part of this whole wetland, you're required to do a wetland delineation under this new law. Anyway, I sent that out and I read that. Anytime it shows anywhere within so many feet, you are required, even if it's off-site. So you wouldn't be exempt from that anyway. You'd have to do that delineation. And now you have Oren on staff. He can do a delineation. He took the certification course. He can do it.
I was told he's not available to do that, but I can verify that.
Oren?
You have to have done so many. Going through the class is one thing, but then you have to have had so many where you've done.
Well, he's not assured wetland delineator.
Correct.
The assured wetland delineation actually just makes it so the DNR can concur with it immediately. So he can still do the delineation. You would just need the concurrence. That's a whole lot shorter period of time than waiting for sewer pack or, you know, it should be a pretty simple process. Shouldn't hold you up at all. And I would think that just having, we have a couple consultants, maybe it's just R.A. Smith coming out and doing the delineation, that part's, the delineation is sticking the flags in the ground is not the expensive part. What's expensive is putting the flags on a map and doing the GIS documentation for it.
We typically do that for sewer pack anyway. We do that
right.
In-house.
So this isn't a huge cost, and it has to be done under state and federal law. So
it's more of a time issue.
Well, if you need some help with delineation, we did that for Pleasant View Trail. Remember, I went out there and got somebody to do that for us. So,
I would hope that the council would find a way not to refer this to the city attorney, especially with a 2-week deadline. Trying to get stuff off his desk and completed. And
well, Mayor, I think you missed the point that he's going to be required to do a wetland delineation anyway, and his problem with the cost was the wetland delineation. Now I've offered
Alderwoman
to help
will
him.
Help. You have the floor.
I've offered to assist with the delineation on that issue if that he feels that's going to hold the project up. But
I get all of that. Yeah. That's not the point. Point is that I would hope that you would not refer another piece of legislation to the city attorney's office for review within the next 2 weeks. Got stuff backed up for years.
That will come here in 2 weeks if we can't get
that. I'm trying to get off of his desk. So adding this potentially, and you guys make the decisions, adding this to the list just doesn't help things. Alderman Mayer.
So we're still going to comply with the state plan?
Yes, we'd have to comply with the state.
This would just streamline things.
Alderman Taylor, then Alderman.
Well, so I understand the referral, but then I understand the delay, or it could cause delay. But from what I just heard with the question is you didn't think you had to do it anyway. You thought that if we just approved this tonight that you could just do that project without.
No.
Well, you said that that's what's holding it up. Was that the delineation, and that would take sewer pack a year. So regardless of, and if Orrin can't do it, then what is holding it up? Because you can't obviously do this without having, and you can't get around state laws or federal laws or things like that. So I'm trying to figure out exactly, you know, it didn't seem, from what you said, you didn't seem to believe, at least I'm not comfortable that you just were going to plan on moving ahead like it didn't need to be looked at.
My concern.
No. What we're asking you is so that we can actually go and draft it, and go before Plan Commission, have the discussion, then bring it back here for all projects. She asked what project, if you will, brought this to a head and what made us start thinking about this.
Right, but it sounded like that was going to be a roadblock regardless of what we do tonight. If we don't refer it, you still have that problem of sewer pack booked for the year, and if Orrin can't do it, you still have that problem. So, you know, I don't want it to be perceived that this, once again, this body is slowing down things, because that doesn't seem to be the case. Now, I have to agree with the mayor, you know, about putting more stuff on Jesse's plate, though, because city attorney's plate, because we do have issues that have been building and building that I walked into that my predecessor was being notified in her first month of office, but nothing was done. And I have, you know, talked to the city attorney, and there's more important things that are on his desk than some of these issues, but some of these issues do need to be resolved. And so if it's a 2-week timing issue, and what do we hope to accomplish in the referral? I mean, if we're being told that we have to still follow all the rules and the laws and that, aren't we, I mean, where is the city attorney going to come into play? I mean, how much work is this going to take? I guess those are the questions I would have before, you know, I mean, I seconded the motion, but that doesn't mean I'll necessarily support it if I can't be assured.
Well, let's understand what this is all about. If you read the council action requested, you're just directing staff to move, it's okay to move forward with trying to change that. That's all it means.
Trying to change what?
Trying to exempt the city from having to do our natural resources protection on streets, sidewalks, trails, and appurtenances. So that we don't have to add time and extra labor and cost for natural resources protection plans. So all this is move forward with it. It may not get approved. So city attorney, Wow, this is all it is to move the item forward. City Attorney, Alderman Mayor, Alderwoman Mayor, then Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Question for the city engineer. I heard 2 weeks, but that's the essentially the effective date for DNR, right? The ordinance doesn't have to be done in 2 weeks. You've got a Class 2 public hearing notice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, off the top of my head, somewhere I've seen the DNR work up a guide, if you will, and I'm thinking 10 pages. And we're with erosion control ordinances right now, and we're in the 30, 40, 50-page scenario. So I think we can handle 10 pages. And I was there when the UDO did all the
four
provisions, and ultimately this could theoretically be a one-liner in the footnote under the table, first table in part four, and I think that's what Mr. Fuchs was about to say.
Mr. Fuchs.
I was just going to mention, as far as the time frame goes, the NRC process does require public hearing. It has to go to the Environmental Commission, the Plan Commission, and the Common Council, so as far as this project, I don't know the time frame, but that is, I mean, at least 60 or so, probably 60 plus day city process to that this would delineate, not just getting the DNR approval and delineation done. Like
Alderman Mayor, Alderwoman Mayor, Alderman Wilhelm.
I was going to refer to Nick to see what he had to say, so I yield the floor.
Alderwoman Mayor.
I just have, I guess, a question regarding how this would affect development in the city. I mean, we got acres and thousands of acres of development and trails and everything that we would want to pursue, and roads and whatever. That just seems like a pretty blanket statement for a area that is, you know, has plenty of natural resources and plenty of growth potential. So I guess I kind of have a concern. I guess it just seems so blanketed. If we're only talking about Ernie Lake, then, you know, what if we just come up with something to solve that issue?
Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, I certainly could add to my motion that we, you know, look at Ernie Lake. I guess I'm not seeing where Ernie Lake is that big of an issue. If you get wetland delineation done, here's the concern that I have. We've had developments in the past, and these are not city projects. I guess I'm understanding this is city projects, but we've had developments that have not been looked at for their natural resource features and concurrence with wetland delineations. And now if we're not doing that on development projects, I'm concerned we're really going to be overlooking it on city projects, because we just want to get our city projects done. I understand we need to move quickly, and I'm not opposed to that. But some of the things that are mentioned in here, the background says that the reason this is on here is due to the uncertainty of association with attaining a natural resource special exception. I said on the Environmental Commission, I can't recall maybe one time for a denial of a special exception that actually still even got approved, maybe even if that. So when it says the uncertainty associated with obtaining it, that tells me that you're unsure if you're going to get approval. I think everybody up here is fine with approving your special exception when it comes to that, provided you're following the state law, which includes NR 103, the alternative analysis, which it requires a wetland delineation to do. So I get the intent of this, although I also see some things on here that sort of lead the public into believing things that aren't actually correct, which disturbs me a little bit because I know these projects. For example, the construction of the proposed sidewalk with the adjacent to wetlands on the south side of College, that shouldn't even be on this list because that wasn't an issue. The only issue with that was if we didn't move forward with the project, the wetland delineation that was already done by the county would have expired in 5 years. That had nothing to do with impacting the wetlands. The first one on the on here says the extension of the proposed cul-de-sac for the wetlands located west of Pleasant View School. That one was an NR103 where the DNR said the alternative analysis didn't allow it. So you have bullet point after bullet point of examples to make your case that aren't valid, in my opinion. So that's why I want the city attorney to make sure that he reviews it based on what you fully admitted, that we don't quite understand the current law. There's complications with understanding how they're going to do that. And he says he's willing to do that and take the time to do it. And I think that would serve our best interests. We have a kind of a split community on protecting resources and full development. So it sounds like a reasonable solution.
So no.
No.
No, Jesse. No. If you have no intention of passing this, don't refer it to the city attorney. Vote no or table if something. Oh. This is a continuing problem. You build work upon work, and then you add some more work to the work. Decide or don't. This is not that big a deal.
There's no one who knows the laws Alderwoman, better than the attorney.
Alderwoman, please. Alderman Taylor.
Well, I find it interesting that just yesterday I was talking to a developer, a longtime developer in this community, that was saying we ought to just do away with the Natural Resource Protection Plan. And then, you know, I said, listen, you know, that's probably never going to happen. There's, you know, just, and the reason why is what Alderwoman Wilhelm just said. You have half the community wants to do nothing, and we see some of those people that come here every time there's a proposal anywhere to just leave the community exactly the way it is. And then you have another half of the community that would like to actually see things happen. And so because of that, you do have this, you know, this unbalanced or balanced, I guess, 50-50 situation. But I will say this. If we do this, we're basically telling the business community, you have to do it, but we're exempt. And think about that. Think about that perspective. You know, we want to get our projects done real fast. We don't want any delays. No, no, no. We're the city. Yet developers, it's their time. It's their money. Okay, so the things that we're complaining about, boy, this is going to take a long time. We hear from developers all the time. So if they have to put up with this crap, why don't we? Because we're the city and we can write the rules as we see fit? Well, yeah, we can do that. So before we start doing this, we ought to think of the big picture, how this does slow down our development process, where other communities don't have to deal with this stuff. So that's, to me, that's more of an important conversation than delaying this to have the city attorney look at it and write a footnote or whatever. I'm sure he can get it done fast, and if he says he can, I believe he can. But this is a bigger issue to me.
Okay. Provided that the city attorney does not volunteer to do something else, Mr. City Attorney.
Haven't studied this or participated in it. Short example. How about split theoretical competing sides? Don't just take public streets, trails, and public are more important than private. Don't just take them out from the process. Create a different process, not a same as Board of Appeals hearing with sworn testimony, et cetera, et cetera. New category, one more line in Part 4 table, public ways, special exception. And it's a simple, inexpensive application with limited detail. Staff review can come straight to the Common Council. Can go to the Environmental Commission if the Environmental, you know, instead of waiting a month, and you can speedline the process. Mm-hmm. And then all the competing thoughts are covered because you still see what's happening, et cetera, et cetera. But you're not just saying, okay, you can bring home. So, just a thought.
I like that.
And back to my original comment. This is just to tell staff to go ahead and do it. If you want to tell staff to go ahead and do it, but here's the parameters, that makes more sense to me than referring it back to the city attorney for some legal opinion on something that is relatively nebulous, because we don't have a document from us. Alderman Mayer.
I think that sometimes we are exempt from the rules that we make for developers. First of all, our first priority is the citizens of this community, not developers, citizens that live in this community and work and play in this community. Secondly, we do things for the common good. We're not doing things to make money for somebody else or to make money. We're doing things for the common good. That's why we have our Parks Commission. That's why we have our public parks. We are exempt from some things because it's for the common good and it's for the citizens. So I disagree with that statement. So, Glenn, with what Jesse just said, does that seem like it would work?
I'm not. I like that idea a lot better.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Alderman Willow.
My motion would still fit in completely what the city attorney says, because my motion was to refer to the city attorney for compliance with the state laws on wetland delineation. So all he has to do is work with staff on what they put together and make sure it complies with that and add in whatever he feels is necessary. So there's no real change to the motion. I think they both seem to have pretty clear direction on what we're looking for, and I have faith in our city attorney and our engineer to work together and bring that something forward.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor. Does the motion stand? Okay. All right. All those in favor of imposing more work on the city attorney,
signify by saying aye. Out of order. That is out of order.
Signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.